Heather McDonald has got the juiciest scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have fresh from the hills and winery of Napa, Justin Martindale. Welcome back to Juicy Scoop.
Thank you so much. What a weekend. By the way, hair by Aveda, shirt by Dorit's Capri Room at Buca di Beppo.
Oh my God. Lemons on your shirt. A bright Meyer lemon. Mm. Oh, summer delight.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to just go to the one photo that we took in the beautiful Hall Winery. And I love this like tree upside down chandelier situation.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Oh, my God, my just tell me in general about the weekend. What were your thoughts?
Napa was beautiful. It was my first time going. The house was gorgeous. I didn't realize that it was a competition until like halfway through. People just kept putting themselves on the chopping block for elimination.
You're right. And you know what? I did feel like the queen bee since I had invited you guys and we rented the PRBO. So it became this thing like, who's never going to be invited back? Like, and it started with you.
It didn't start with me.
You misplaced your phone on the car ride back. You said, I don't think I have my phone. And I was like, we are already 20 minutes from the airport. Uh-huh. If we have to turn around and get your phone, that's going to be a huge nick.
Right, right, right.
Luckily, you found it.
I found it. Okay. Cool. So I was safe for that week. Yeah.
Then I was going to eliminate myself because my heel got stuck. Yes. Which totally happens when you have like little skinny heels. It happened once on an escalator and I thought this was the end of me.
And who saved you? Me with a cheese knife.
He went in the house, got a cheese knife and wedged me out. That was a scary moment.
I was.
The next day, Peter was a freak. He misplaced his sunglasses.
Right.
We had to go back to
Back to the restaurant.
Brasswood, and they had it. So we thought that he was going to be eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Then, then Liz was late coming out for the
Liz
Sprinter van.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we will talk about this at the reunion.
You just left.
I literally, it was 10 minutes, and I'm like, Rumbauer's waiting for me, like, get an Uber, or we'll send the Sprinter van back. And then I was like, you guys, we're just going to talk about it at the reunion. Like, mm-hmm. Liz and I have been friends for 45 years, and, like, she has been consistently 10 to 15 minutes late our whole lives, and it finally came to a head.
Yeah, and then Julie broke the glass at Rumbauer.
Well, like, the first toast, like she was like the Hulk, it broke. Glass shattered everywhere. Like Lisa
Julie
Rinna.
Julie smash.
Like literally it was that moment like Lisa Rinna broke the glass and said to Kim Richards, don't you fucking talk about my husband. And Brandy was like, glass was this close to my eyelash. Like we didn't know what was going to happen. And then who else?
Well, Evan. Well, hold on. Brandy and Julie. Because Brandy got nominated because Julie, because association, they're a duo.
Yeah.
And then Evan.
What did Evan do wrong?
Evan asked if New Zealand wine is better than Rombauer Chardonnay. And he goes, do you like drinking cat piss? And for the record, Evan loves cat piss. Okay? So everyone just back away.
He goes, you like your white wine to taste like cat piss.
I said,
yeah, Evan, like, I don't know if you know where we are, but we are not only in California, but we're in America.
Yeah.
Love it or leave it. If you don't love our American wines, you can get the fuck out of this country, okay? Like, that's the way. Peter bought a hat with a flag on it that said Rumbauer, and I was like, well, Evan can't wear that one. Do you have a New Zealand one? Do you have a New Zealand hat?
Oh, he doesn't.
Wow, you're right. So everyone was on the chopping block. Luckily for all you guys, I got so wasted.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Never stopped drinking.
Yeah. I also was up for elimination again because I broke a glass on the porch. So that was a whole thing.
But then you saved yourself because we walked home from the bar after the dinner, and if I didn't have someone holding me up that was approximately 6'4 and strong, I could still be there today.
I had you holding on. I had you by the hand. We were walking. Heather decided that night she was going to be an ally for the LGBTQ plus
community. I always am, by the way.
I know.
Yes. And
but there was a white party, and you perked up. You were like, I love a white party.
Oh, was that a gay party?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know it was gay.
It had rainbow flags outside. It was called The Saint. Very gay. And everyone's inside wearing white, just getting ready for the solstice. And you were like, hey, let's go in. And when you turned, you almost fell face first into a planter.
Oh, like Luann style.
Full right into the planter. Yes. And I grabbed you and flipped you around. It was the
so
cleanest,
hot.
Smoothest save.
We should be dancing with the stars.
Yeah.
You could have saved me. And also Liz was like, oh, and then Heather came out for the dinner. And she's like, I guess we're wearing pajamas. I like just basically wore like these sweats. I think they're sweats. They could be pajamas. I just was like, I have to wear tennis shoes. Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how bad it would have fallen if I had
wear
tennis shoes?
I think we kept saying that on the walk home. We were just like, God, I'm so glad I'm wearing tennis shoes. And I was like, me too.
Then I go up to Brandy and Julie's wing. They're in the children's wing upstairs in the morning. And they were watching all the stories. And like my voice, God. So I don't know why I'm so desired to do Instagram stories when I'm drunk.
Oh.
But the voice just gets progressively like louder.
Oh, yeah.
Scratcher.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, pleader. I call him pleader because it's please and Peter in one word.
Pleader.
And like they're like, do you know that you're calling him pleader? I'm like, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing it in our home for like 12 years. I didn't know I did it on Instagram stories. We were just recapping. And so that we had that morning hilarious recap. Cute brunch.
It was really, really fun.
It was perfect, and nobody's cut out. So
yes.
Okay, let's get on with it.
All
big
right.
Controversy in the skincare world.
Oh right. What's it this week?
Okay, so Hailey Bieber. Hailey Rhode Bieber. Rhode is her middle name, R-H-O-D-E, has also launched her skincare line the same week that Kim Kardashian has launched her skincare line. Okay, so Rhode is out, and so is Skin, S-K-N-N, Kim Kardashian's. Her Rhode is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps. Rhode is 6 steps. Skin is 9.
69.
Hers is just under $600. It's like $575. And Kim's is, and I don't know how much Rhode is, but I noticed that the packaging is very similar. The skin packaging, which she says it was all Kanye's idea to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's going with the beige theme. It's very much like
her thing.
Stephen Mango is a Juicy Scooper. Said it looks like very prehistoric dinosaur, like a dinosaur egg,
mm-hmm.
like that kind of I don't know looking thing. And then Rhode is just gray and white, but also very simple, which I kind of think is great because everybody has different colored products and stuff. And if you're trying to do like a clean aesthetic on your sink, it's kind of genius.
It's kind of Jenga. Like,
yeah,
that's what it
yeah,
looks like. Yeah. It looks like I'm putting Jenga blocks on my face. Like,
but anyway, Hailey got in trouble because
of this picture?
No. Because there is a clothing line called Rhode and spelled the same.
Ugh.
And they're suing her for copyright. And they're like, look, just, you know, they said it kind of nice. They're like, just change your name. And she's like, well, I tried to get Rhode Beauty and Rhode is my middle name. Anyway, we were talking about it, Annie and I, and Annie was saying like, I wonder if this was on purpose because I'm like, wouldn't she know this when you're doing the trademarking? Like, let me just say, everybody, if you want to make Juicy Scoop skincare, good fucking luck. It's trademarked.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
It's trademarked. But, you know, this has happened with a lot of people where it's a little similar, maybe because Rhode was clothes, you know, originally, and this is skincare. But this is what I think could be a genius marketing move.
Okay.
If Hailey, because she just had a viral video go where like a girl fan came up to take a photo with her and her security like moved the girl away and she was like, do not put your hands on her.
I saw that.
Was very sweet and took a photo. And I do think she's a sweet person. But wouldn't it be the best way to handle this, even if it was pre-manipulated before, to then go to these girls who have a small clothing company? I mean, it's certainly no one's ever heard of it. You know, not saying it's not successful, but it's small.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, you know what? Let's both be Rhode. Let's work together. I have this huge company. Let me like buy into your company. Let you be a wing of mine. Let's collaborate close together. Let's all be Rhode. That would be so genius and so women supporting women.
So she buys these other people or collaborates with them and
collaborates
they keep the
them
name?
Or does something, yeah, where we both keep the name. And like, just think, you have this, it's almost like, you know, when someone goes and wants like a Shark Tank person to help their business that's already running. But with her, now we're going to be in 100 stores or whatever. Now your clothes could be in 100 stores, but let's all be rode together.
So a pyramid scheme. That's what you're saying.
Possibly. I don't know if it could work, but I'm saying if I was on the Hailey Bieber team and we were like, how do we get all – we already got a ton of publicity. So like, did we know this was coming? And we didn't change the name when we could because we're like, even if we have to change the name, you're going to be known as a skincare maven. But now I'm saying, along with being a skincare maven, you also are like, I was not aware that I was doing anything wrong. I respect that you started this great clothing company before. I love your clothes. Let's work together and go down this road together.
Oh, God. Wow.
Women supporting women.
That was road hard. You know what? But here's the funny thing, because I read that Kim Kardashian's line is getting in trouble for stealing it from Lori Harvey's line of skincare. Because hers is Kim's is SKKN?
No, it's SKNN.
SKNN, and Lori Harvey's, I think, is SKKN.
Can I just say,
I know.
Can we get a better education system here, people? It's S-K-I-N is how you spell skin. I don't know why nobody, when they were putting this together, had a spell check, but both Lori Harvey and Kim spelled it wrong.
Yeah, but also this is a thing. Like, get better, like, do your research. Don't steal, like, Kylie got in trouble for, like, stealing Trixie Mattel's makeup line, like, the way it was designed and stuff, her packaging. Like, do your research, guys. Don't be amateurs.
I just think
as someone who loves skincare.
I see this all the time, and I just think it is really hard. I mean, it's like, did Spanx also sue Skims? No. Spanx came first, and there's been, like, 20 other, what they call, like,
shapewear.
Yeah, and there's been a million other shapewears that have happened. And she's so ahead of the game, Spanx. She was like, no problem, whatever, do your thing. So there you go. But, I mean, look, there's a lot of skincare to happen. You could also just wash your face.
Yeah, in the shower.
And put on some sunscreen.
Put on some sunscreen like I do. Like,
glowing.
Some serum.
Yeah, everyone's about the serums.
I love a serum.
But, you know, Kim's bringing toner back. Do you remember toner?
Did you
ever use toner?
Yes.
Sea Breeze?
It burned.
Yeah, when you were in, like, high school, I remember, like, after a sweaty cheerleading practice, I used to be like, let me just put that Sea Breeze and just, like, put it.
Sea Breeze.
Because I was like, look how disgustingly dirty my cotton ball is.
Yeah.
It was like, I'd go off on it.
What was the other one? It was Sea Breeze and there was another one. It was, like, I think what, like, it was, like, the acne medications. Like,
yeah.
The pads, the Oxy and the...
Yeah.
Those hurt.
Anyway, good luck with your face.
Yeah.
This was kind of funny. Kim was in the car doing all her press, and her two little boys, Saint and Psalm, were there, and they were being really bad.
Oh, were they?
Yes. And Nori's Black Book is the most hilarious fake account.
The Instagram account?
Yeah. And she was like, this is why I take my own, as Nori, this is why I take my own car, so I don't have to be seen with these two kids. But I have to say, as
Nori or North?
Well, she goes by Nori and North.
Oh, okay.
But, listen, as a boy mom, this was the moment that I, like, loved Kim. Because I was like, the kids were being bad. That's what little boys do. They're, like, 4 and 2.
What did they say?
She goes, hey, guys, we're doing a Instagram Live. And Saint goes, hey, all you losers, or something. He says something really funny, like, hey, you know, he goes, what's up, weirdos, or something, like, you're all weird, like, and she's like, stop it, and then she goes, oh, we're going by a toy store, guess who's not going to get any toys, you guys are being bad, you're being a bad influence on little Saul. It was honestly really cute.
Like, These are his father's sons.
It made me feel like, yes, they're on his side. Okay, I've been talking about the halftime show on Netflix, so I wrote Justin last night, and I said, can you please watch it? Because I want to talk about it. I've talked about it a lot without seeing it. And I go, and I have your wine from the weekend. And then he wrote back. Is this blackmail?
This is blackmail. Because this is the last thing I wanted to watch. And you're like, hey, can you watch Halftime on Netflix? And I was like, for you, Heather, sure. And you're like, I have your wine. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, so I watched this documentary last night. And I have two questions.
Yes, please do.
The first one is, like, I understood it. I appreciated it. I was like, we get it, J-Lo. You're hardworking, everything. The second thought was, who is this for?
Yes.
Who is this, right? Like, I was just kind of like...
Honestly, it reminded me a lot of... Okay, there's a couple kinds of documentaries that are done.
Yeah.
You know? And now I just feel like it's so obvious the ones that were... the idea was the star.
Yeah.
Please follow me around on this tour. Please show the world I'm a great mom. I'm a great this. And then there's ones where you're like, this is the juiciest documentary ever. And the surprise things happen and whatever. This reminded me very much of Kevin Hart's.
Oh, okay.
Where he was in charge of it. There were some things he didn't plan on happening while he was filming, but still in putting it together, it was, yeah, it's your thing. Of course you're going to have the final edit.
Mm-hmm.
So we never see A-Rod.
Never.
But she's wearing his ring the whole time.
Oh, that was his ring? I was wondering if yeah. that was Ben or
No,
or
remember,
her.
She got the Jolly Green Rancher from...
Oh, the Jolly Green yeah. Rancher.
So, and there's only one little tiny part of Ben...
Yeah.
Where he says...
She's so hardworking.
When he goes, you know, I say, don't you get frustrated when people aren't respecting you? And she goes, no, I'm used to it. I'm a Latina woman, and you just expect to be respected.
Yeah.
And let me just say... As someone who's worked in this business mm-hmm. for almost as long as she has, she started a couple years before me because she didn't go to college and I did. No offense, but I'm just saying. She started at 18, like hustling. I didn't start till I was 22.
Hustler. Hustler, so Heather.
But we're the same age. And I don't know. Like, I just have, like, I always joke about it. Like, you know, I'm just a girl from the valley that mm-hmm. no one took seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, I was just like watching this and I'm like, and you know, at my concert, I'm going to do some river dancing because people need to know my roots are Irish.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's different to be Latina than Irish in 2022. Like, it's, you know, it was a bigger deal about 100 years ago. No one cares now. But I'm just saying, like, it was so much about, like, nobody gave me a break. And I'm like, okay, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
You were consecutively making checks, even if they were... even if there were a gig here or there, at 18, most artists aren't even making a paycheck till like late 20s. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, then you get put on in Living Color, getting a regular paycheck, like a SAG-AFTRA gig.
After she ran away from home, Heather.
Yeah.
After she ran away from home.
Because the mom got frustrated yes. and hit her. But
she beat the shit out of us.
But I remember Keenan saying to me, Keenan Everwains, he said, you know, when I hired Jennifer Lopez, she said she wanted to sing. She wanted to be a singer. And I said, sing. And she sang, and he goes, and it was like a light just shone on her. And I knew that she was really talented. Well, that wasn't in the documentary.
That was not in the
that
documentary.
Was, nobody would believe I was a singer.
No.
No one thought I was talented. And, you know, and it was like, I mean, and that's where that article that I talked about a couple of weeks ago came out from 1998, where all the bitterness that she's kind of talking about here at 50 years old in this thing, she had it in 1998.
Yeah.
She felt she was being snubbed by the skinny white girls, the Gwyneth Paltrows. Those people were getting the part she thought she should get. She thought she was more talented than Selma Hayek, she, you know, who was kind of in her category. Like, we know, yeah, we, listen, she's a super hard worker. This documentary was not about her becoming a heroin addict. You know, it could have been more interesting. No, but so many like artists, you know, it's like that. There was a parody of a movie with John C. Reilly that was like basically about every rock and roll star, their same story. They start out mm-hmm. with a group, they lose the group, they become the star, they have romances, they start doing heroin, they finally recover or they die or whatever. It's everybody has, you know, all of us, just an Elvis story where you start taking drugs because you're so busy. Have to go to bed, then you have to wake up. And like, I totally respect that she's managed to sing, dance, act, and do all the branding and all
sober.
That. And sober.
Yeah, yeah,
and like
yeah.
never had a drug issue, never had like a mental breakdown. So I think that part is what is inspiring at someone at her level,
yes,
for sure.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. I have to say, though, every time she mentioned the word Bronx, I wanted to take a shot of something. And I feel like
I'm just a girl I'm just Jenny from the Bronx.
If she said Bronx one more time, I would have been like head first in a porta potty. Like it was just like it was so much. The again, I also like the shade that she kind of threw at Laura Dern and all those other women. Like it was Laura Dern, Naomi Watts, and Nicole Kidman. She's like, they're all skinny and white and blonde, you know, and she just shows these actresses and I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
But then I thought it was just kind of, you know,
Well, whenever anybody's like, I'm just a girl from the Bronx, I had no connections, I'm like, that's still 90% of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And there's that 10% that's the Kate Hudsons.
Right.
And the Tracy Ellis Rosses. And, you know, and they're still talented. They just were able to get an agent and were able to get the audition.
Yeah.
But if you weren't good, they weren't going to continue to work. But still, it's like, yeah, but you were in America. Like, you had a family.
Yeah.
You had privilege because your parents were together and they were married.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you had a home and a tight-knit family, to me, you were already there. And you were naturally talented. So it's like, same with Madonna. Madonna came from this family. Yes, her mother died, but she came from this family and she went to the school and was dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Her story is very similar to Madonna's. Madonna was just a dancer. No one thought she could sing.
Right.
And she became a singer and an actress, and she has, you know, so I guess that's why Madonna's doing her movie now, too. But everyone has to have their movie.
They also left out the, do you remember this story, how it was allegedly that Jennifer Lopez stole songs from Ashanti and, God, who is it? Ashanti and, maybe it was just Ashanti. Like, she took the same lyrics, or like an Ashanti song was out, and Jennifer Lopez snatched it and sang it instead. So I thought that was interesting how many levels of J-Lo there were. There was Latin swing J-Lo and Mama J-Lo and hip-hop J-Lo. And it was just, I don't know. And then you know who I appreciate? Shakira.
Yes.
Because Shakira... No one even really cared or asked Shakira.
But it also wasn't Shakira's documentary, so yeah. So
I want to get Shakira's side of this story because she was like, ugh, I have to share the halftime with Shakira? And she's like, what, two Latin women can't, you know, do it on their own like every other halftime act? But then Shakira was like, yeah, I'm missing my son's birthday to do this.
When did she say that?
She said that like in the final rehearsal. Oh. She was like, how old is your son? She's like, he's 7 in 2 days. Yeah, I won't be there. I was like, so I need Shakira's.
Well, my daughter's going to be singing on the stage. Sorry that your son's going to be blowing out candles.
Right, right. I'm waiting for Shakira's Netflix documentary to come out. It's called and it will be streaming hopefully soon. And I can't wait to watch it.
Well, you know, she brought out her child and used the they, them pronouns. And I don't know how long that's been going on for, but, you know, it was a good time to happen.
I love her daughter. I will say that. Her daughter
the
is
daughter's
a
great.
Sweetheart.
The daughter's great and she's talented and, you know, but I just thought it was just... interesting that, you know, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, that then this, we're talking about her and she's got this, because she's probably annoyed that Hailey Bieber and Kim Kardashian is stepping on her J-Lo glow.
Yeah. Also, did you notice that she was like, I divorced right before I started doing American Idol and I became a single mom of two?
I had to get a 9-to-5, just like many of you had to start working at Kmart. I had to take a regular TV gig because I had two little 3-year-old twins and no daddy around.
Yeah. I was like, I think you're okay, and I'm sure Mark Anthony can see his kids, right? She was like, oh, the struggle was real. And then I got Hustlers. And to be real, did you see Hustlers?
Yes, I did.
Did you enjoy it? Do you think it was Oscar worthy?
No. And what I thought it was a fun movie.
It was fun.
Because I liked the juicy story behind it that these girls were criminals. They would take home these guys, they would drug them and steal from them. And I felt like the movie did not portray it that way. They made it like the one little Asian girls doing it because her grandmother's sick. Mm-hmm. That's why she has to be a stripper. Because in 2019 or whatever this, whenever the time was, 2015 when the story came out, in America, attractive young women can't get any other job but be a stripper and steal from men.
I mean, you and I can relate.
You can't work at a store or a bank or maybe get real estate license or maybe sell insurance. No. The only job that you can get if you're not white in 2015 and a female in New York is to be a stripper and then steal from drunk, gross men.
Yeah.
And they deserve to be stolen from because they're drunk and they're gross.
Yeah. And I thought that Jennifer Lopez's performance, I'm glad she got the Golden Globe nomination. Mm-hmm. She did lose to Laura Dern.
Yeah.
And was devastated. And, you know, just the team, you know, when her chefs are all waving at her goodbye and wishing her good luck, I really felt like connected with her and I could identify with that. Because before I left here to do Juicy Scoop, my chefs were like, have a great podcast with Heather. And I was like, au revoir. I'll see you all soon. And then when she was like, all these people kept telling me that I was going to be nominated for an Oscar, and I started to believe it, and then I did it, and it just crushed me, and I was like, girl, like, that's like Hollywood 101. You know, don't say you're getting something until you get it.
What about when the agent or whatever calls her about getting the Golden Globe nomination, and she's like, oh, it's out? I thought it was 8 a.m. LA time.
Right.
I'm like, you've been in this business for 30 years and you haven't ever watched when they're like, you know, woo, in LA at 5 a.m. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, okay, great. But, you know, finally, well, you also
got it only took 20 years.
No, but you got a Golden Globe nod for Selena.
Selena, yeah.
So anyway, so I'm watching it with Brandon and I'm like, Brandon, do you think I'll ever get nominated for an Oscar? And he's like, well, no, because you really haven't been in anything, nothing good. He goes, but can't you, isn't there that podcast award that you pay to get nominated for?
Are you paying to get nominated for podcast awards?
No, I'm not. I'm not, but I did too.
I am.
I did a couple years ago. I did.
What is it called? What's the podcast?
There's a bunch of podcast awards. It's like, I don't know. And like 3 or 4 years ago, it was like $330 for each category. Uh-huh. I think I did a couple. And I think that gets you nominated, but then I didn't win. Anyway, I'm like, never again. This stuff is bullshit.
The one thing I did learn about this documentary is that Billy Bush is a creep. Still.
Consecutively.
Could you imagine? Like, I can't remember that. He's like, so.
No, he goes, so what do you think about your butt?
And she's like, what? And then I was like, oh, my God, he's been that way forever. And then I thought about the bus tape and all that
stuff. There was a time when she was the only big butt, again.
She was. But isn't it weird, like, looking at old, like, clips of, like, David Letterman and these late night shows, and you're just like, oh, God, like, how cringeworthy they all were? He's like, Jennifer Lopez's butt. You guys ready? Who's going to go see that? They're all like, ah. It's like, ugh,
so gross. But I will say this about Jennifer Lopez.
She's not done.
She's not done.
I've
met her three times.
Mm-hmm.
One at the Chelsea Lately show, in which I said, is it La Mer? She goes, what? I go, is it La Mer what makes your skin look so good? And I think she thought in her head, I better not confirm because that'll screw up J-Lo glow. But she's like, what? Anyway, we took a photo. She was very nice.
Yes.
Then I saw her at the Kardashian Christmas party when she was with Casper. And I went up to her and I said, I'm so excited about your new show. She goes, oh, the one in Vegas? I go, no, the cop one, Something Blues.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, the TV show she did?
Yeah.
With
Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta, R.A.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was very nice. Had a conversation with her then. Then I also saw her at a Saks and she remembered me and said hi.
Wow.
Besides those three incredible times that I've met her, I think I would do the same thing. If I was going to
Scoop documentary.
If I was going to do a documentary, you better believe I'm going to look gracious, hardworking, a good mother. You're going to see me making breakfast for my boys.
Yeah.
You're going to see me laughing with you. You're going to see me having a moment where I'm like, no, you know, let Justin shine.
Thank you. Finally.
You're going to have all the, you're going to have me, you know, rip on Shakira. No, I'm going to, but so it is what it is. And I still set, and I did enjoy it because, like, I love her body. It was good. I love her looks. I love her. I mean, her outfits. She has such good style.
I mean, my God, her abs when she's going to the actual, like halftime show, and she has that crop top. I was like, damn.
And I think
she's
the reason
sick looking.
Is the piece of plastic in your wallet doing enough for you? Because with the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with everyday purchases and on-time payments. You see, with Credit Builder, members can increase their credit history with no annual fees or interest. And having a good credit score can mean getting better car loan rates or renting apartments easier. Or just bragging rights around the dinner table. Who doesn't love that? So continue your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/juicy. That's chime.com/juicy. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for a secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary, and some user scores may not improve. Obviously, she cut out A-Rod because they're no longer together, but I think the reason she only featured Ben in that little part is because she did say, you know, my career somewhat felt overshadowed by all my relationships.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, your relationships actually, you know, kept you in the news, kept you in the tabloids, just like Kim Kardashian. And that was one of the things she said in the 1998 article. She's like, oh, the only thing I know about Gwyneth Paltrow is that she dated Brad Pitt. I guess that's interesting or something. Like, she kind of said, so.
Well, she's the Elizabeth Taylor of this generation.
Yeah.
Like, been engaged multiple times. She has the Thanos ring collection.
Yes.
Like, she's a full Avenger at this point. However, I will say this. When you do have the Juicy Scoop Thanksgiving party.
Yes.
Or Christmas, whatever you choose. Get ready in plain clothes.
Totally.
And then when dinner's ready, full glam.
Right. Also,
she had that flash dance hair. I was like, ah!
Also, when you do your interviews, mm-hmm. your documentary interviews, also tone it down.
Tone it down.
No hair extensions.
None.
Just a light glow. Not even no fake lashes. Look good. Mm-hmm. Also, wear really average clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, I am just giving you guys an interview in between dance rehearsals.
Right. And when you go to a young girl's dance recital,
yes.
picture them all in cages to make a political point. But, like, not political.
And then also, though, the end where it's the inauguration.
Oh, my God.
I was like, God, this thing, this just doesn't age well. Because everyone was like, yes, such a happy day. And now everyone's like, I just paid $7 for gas. So, this did not work out. I thought she's been criticized for not having a great voice. Just remind me that if I ever get asked to sing, that is such an easy song. That's what I'm going to do.
I forgot that was the song.
Wait,
I thought she sang
song?
America
Wait,
the Beautiful.
On.
This
it was
land is your
like,
land.
It's like a fourth grade song.
Yeah, I was like, this land is my land.
From California to the New York Islands. I don't know the words.
From the Redwood Forest.
But I'm going to change it to my song. Get loud. Let's get loud.
Hey, hey.
America, I love you. Thank you.
Tonight we're gonna get on the floor.
Ugh.
I know. It was.
I love her body, love her style. Yeah. I'm down. I'm not. I don't mean to. If I sound critical, I'm not. I would do the exact same thing.
Same.
I, in fact, was doing some of. I was like in front of the TV doing some of my dancing, some of her dancing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a video of it. I'll post it.
When she did this, lean back. She looks great. I went to her concert.
Where?
Her 50th birthday party.
Where?
It was at the Forum. Like, it was like that year.
How'd you get tickets?
Ticketmaster?
Oh, okay. Thought you were on a list.
Oh, no, never. So I was standing like on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm never doing this again. There was a guy with like a gigantic Puerto Rico flag, like holding it up the entire time. We can't see J-Lo. I'm like, move your flag. And then I was like, oh God, am I like hate criming this person who's like proud of their culture? And I'm like, no, we can't see J-Lo. Move the flag. And she, like, hair, makeup, it was all just like, she's in bed on a screen, and she's like, oh, I'm late for my birthday party. And I'm like, okay. Like, it was a cute show, but it was just like,
yeah,
it's all right. And I've met J-Lo. I waited on J-Lo once.
And?
It was very sweet. She had her kids.
What was the tip?
I don't remember. I don't think it was good.
Really? Could you look her in the eye?
Because I don't think she paid. I think it was like her person. But she was like, had a big black SUV and like glasses. Her hair is pulled back. And she was like with her kids. And I think that woman who's in the documentary.
Yeah.
Her assistant who's been with her forever. But very sweet. But I was like, holy shit, that's Jennifer Lopez. She is a star. If you see her.
She is a star.
She's a superstar.
Just like Keaton said, just a light shines.
You see her, you're like, holy shit. It's like there's
so good
only
for
a
her.
Few who can do that.
Good for her.
I mean, look at that.
But yeah, you know, no, the Hustlers did not deserve an Oscar, though she was good in it.
She was good
Hustlers was one of those movies, though, that like the first half was great and the second half I got bored.
The only part
like,
of Hustlers
I liked
that
all
I
the scenes.
Yeah.
That like the stripping scenes were like entertaining. Yeah.
I don't even remember the stripping scenes. I remember her smoking a cigarette on the roof. And is it Constance Wu who's in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I'm sad. And you just see J-Lo with her leg out with this gigantic chinchilla coat.
Right.
Smoking a cigarette. She's like, oh, get over here, girl. And I was like, wait, what is this scene? She's like, I'm going to take care of you. And I'm like, okay, I'm out. But yeah. It was entertaining. And I remember Cardi B being in it. Money.
Right.
That's all I remember.
Beyonce has a new song, Break My Soul. Yes, I have. But I kind of don't remember it.
Break my soul. Don't break my soul.
They sound amazing.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Oh, it's very repetitive.
You won't break my soul. That's, yeah.
My boys were playing me Drake's new album, and his songs are extremely repetitive.
I heard it's terrible. But I think that's the joke, is like everyone's like, Drake came out with this like house album.
Yeah.
And then Beyonce was like, got it. I talked about this on my podcast, Just Saying, with Justin Martindale. It's not that good.
Beyonce or Drake?
I don't really listen to Drake, but Beyonce for sure. Like, it's... You know the song Robinette, Show Me Love?
How's that go?
You got to show me love.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So she sampled that for this. That was
got
really good.
Got it, yeah.
Heartbreak Promises. That song came out June 21st. 1993.
Okay.
Which was yesterday, right?
Okay.
The song came out yesterday.
Oh.
So I was like, huh. So she sampled this song. She also loves June.
Okay.
She loves, Beyonce will always release her songs, albums, whatever, in June. This song is not that great. I'm saying this because Robin S. has been sampled so many times. Charlie XCX has a song out right now that samples Robin S.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's meh. It's meh. And I feel like people jump on it just because it's Beyonce. And they're like, yes, this song is it. And I'm just like, it's not that great. I mean, it has like a cool, I'm waiting for the remix because I feel like someone can actually give it like a nice like pool chill vibe, you know? But it's just very,
well, when
like,
I was listening to the Drake music, I was like, I feel like this is like this weird Kanye, Billie Eilish, where someone's mm-hmm. just like, I'll tell you why. And then, don't know you, don't know you, don't know you, don't know you, don't know you.
Do you know me?
Do you lie? Like, it's just like weird.
Yeah.
It's like, just write a song.
It's
Move on. Who
okay,
cares enough
yeah.
for this? It's not the music edition. Dave Chappelle refuses to have his name attached to the high school theater after the backlash from the students.
What? Okay.
Okay. Don't have your name there. I could see it. Like, he's probably just like, fuck it. I don't need it. You offered it to me. Then people said, take it back. It's fine. Don't have a guy on a ladder and put the letters up. I'm good. That's what I think happened.
So the school asked him if the theater...
First, the school had a thing. It's going to be the Dave Chappelle
Theater
Arts Center, whatever. Then, because of his special, the kids were like, we don't want it.
Okay.
And they were still going back and forth. And the way I understand it, he was just like, you know what? I don't want you using my name. And I think
I love that for
him. I think
him.
That's perfect.
What a great journey.
No, but I mean, why would you fight for it? It's like, hey, you offered yeah. it. I didn't ask.
I want my name on this theater arts center at a high school.
I mean, the thing that I think that people, schools need to know, and I feel like even like some of my schools, I feel like have not tapped into this rich person world, is if your alumni become super successful, you should reach out to them and say, you know what? We want to name this one building the Justin Martindale Building. Oh. Okay? And then you're like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Thank you. Forever, you're going to donate. You're going to, like, yeah. it's a way to get a lot more money than just putting the name. That's why people go. It's whether they, and then really rich people will say, I want to give USC a building so that my name is on USC forever. But in smaller situations, they come to the person mm-hmm. and act like it's a nice gesture in the hopes that, like, so I think that's kind of what happened. He was like, hey, I probably would have given you guys a lot of money and really supported you. But if you're going to be, you know, beholden to these kids that are going to be gone and never visit your school and probably never donate money, okay, fine. Yeah. Now I just don't even want it. Goodbye. Who cares?
I mean, it's... What would the Heather McDonald, would it be the Heather McDonald podcasting for Performing Arts Center? Or what would it be, the Juicy Scoop, the McDonald Juicy Scoop
yes.
wing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that, no, I mean, definitely I would want Heather McDonald, just the, yeah. The, yeah, the Heather McDonald wing for...
women's studies.
Yes, for striving women. Hold on. The Heather McDonald wing to raise... women's comedic and strong voices.
Oh.
That's too long. Yeah. But it would just, it'd be something. A jury found Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Oh, my God. So in 1975, this 16-year-old girl and her 17-year-old friend were at a park, and he was filming something. And they started talking to him or whatever. And he said, oh, you know, some being very nice, fatherly type. Would you like girls like to go to the Playboy Mansion? Now, 16 and 17-year-old girls, they're not 12, okay?
Right.
So they're like, yeah, we want to go to the Playboy Mansion. Let's have some fun. Let's go. They go to the Playboy Mansion. What this girl didn't count on is that she would be raped by Bill Cosby. And based on the Playboy documentary on A&E, everything we know from Playmates... books and things, as well as all the trials that have happened with him, pretty confident this happened. Pretty right. confident. Yeah. So anyway, even though he's been let out of prison, she did win her civil case and got, I think, just under $600,000 or somewhere in $500,000. So there you go.
Well,
he's just still gross. I want to talk about the latest with Beverly Hills' Erica Jane.
Okay. You know I'm watching the season, right?
I know you are.
Evan got me like hooked on it.
Right.
And I can't not watch it. It's
good.
It's a good season.
Yeah, it's always good because the girls are great.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica Jane, she's not having a great week.
No.
But it's all bullshit. Let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah, Erica, what's up?
So Erica Jane, as you know, with her case with Tom Girardi, who's in the home, let me just tell you what happened. Years ago, he got her these beautiful $750,000 diamond stud earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, like 2006 or whatever. They get robbed and the earrings get stolen. He then buys her another pair.
Okay, good.
That pair is now worth $1.4 million. There, it's in an escrow account or like a third party. Because the trustee who's trying to collect all the money from the Tom Girardi estate and everything for the victims in which he got winnings for those people, but then took it all and didn't give it to them. They say, no, he bought the replacement earrings from money in trust accounts, which were actually the winnings of his clients / victims.
Okay.
So kind of, it's a lot to cover. So therefore... what this trustee is saying, which is kind of interesting, is she's saying that Erica, this is from the actual lawsuit, not legal document, had an obligation to return the earrings to the trustee. She did not, and the trustee was compelled to file her motion. Mr. Girardi's response, because of the passage of time, she gets to keep the fruit of the embezzlement. Not so. She names his Penal Code 496 provides that every person who withholds any property from the owner, knowing the property to be stolen, meaning she they believe that Tom Girardi bought those earrings with stolen money, shall be punished by imprisonment in county jail for not more than 1 year or imprisonment pursuant to her conduct appears to be a new crime. This is kind of a big deal because this trustee who's trying to get this money, who's kind of really brazen, is now saying because she's held on to the earrings all this time that it's actually, they said, the interest factor is 10% per year as the principal amount of $750. That translates to $75,000 per year for 15 years or $125,000 for a total of one. Anyway, punitive damages times two would increase the damage to another 3 points. She's saying that now these earrings.
These two tiny earrings.
Stud earrings are the potential claim for Erica Girardi to owe is $5,475,000. So, listen.
Just hand them over.
Well, she could hand them over, but now it's like hand them over, and because you held them, we're trying to say you even owe more.
Yeah.
Because you should have given us to a long time ago, and because it was bought with stolen money. I think it's going to be hard for them to prove all this. She doesn't have them. She's not wearing them out.
Yeah.
But they're in this like holding thing. But she is saying no. It was bought. I thought my husband was rich. He'd buy me jewelry. I thought it was a gift.
Yeah.
This gift should remain with me.
Yeah.
I did not say, hey, take the money from the victims and buy me these earrings.
I didn't know it was stolen money.
Yeah. So anyway, they were just saying her refusal. This is from All About the Tea.
I'm loving her this season.
Her refusal to turn over the diamond earrings is conversion for which she's been held accountable damages. She can also be civilly liable. And then, it said that she should not keep the fruits of her husband's poisonous tree because of the time that has passed since the time occurred.
Okay, fruits of her husband's poisonous tree.
I mean, here, let me just tell you, baby. It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. I love Erica. I just love the pretty mess is just messier than ever. She just walks in with her vodka-spiked Mountain Dew and her flaming Cheetos, and she's like, you bitches, what are we doing today?
You know what? I'll tell you. Tom Girardi always said, don't buy jewelry. That's my job. I let him do his job. I wore those earrings. They said, don't give the earrings. I gave the earrings. These people are insane. Let me tell you something. No, I mean, she said some brazen things. She said on the show that we don't know that some of the people that are suing weren't actually already paid. That's pretty bad to say. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're basically saying these people got paid and then they're jumping on some wagon, which I don't believe, and neither did Garcelle. Garcelle's always just like, But there you go, Erica Jane. She looks very pretty in here. Megan McCain liked it.
I know, I just saw it. It's like Megan
but
McCain.
But the paparazzi has got her walking around, and it's not great. But you know what? She's fine when she's all glammed up. But I don't know what she had. You saw on the last episode.
Yes.
She had her glam squad there.
She had her glam squad there.
So who's paying that glam squad?
Exactly. I don't think it's like a glam squad because did you see that it was like just red? And she's like, I like to push the limits of style and fashion. I'm like, putting your makeup on with sidewalk chalk. That's what that is.
No, but she did bring two or three people to Punta Mita.
Punta Mita.
And Kyle and Crystal and Renault, they didn't have a glam squad. They didn't bring extra people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, those people have to get paid. At least they have to have a room. And they didn't get to go on the private jet, probably. So, like, that's even if they're like, you know what, we'll do it for free just to be there and, like, be on TV. Even if they said that, she's got to. So where is she getting that money? Where is that money coming from? Does she have another sugar daddy? Do they have money in some other place hidden? Is Tom really that incoherent? Like,
she's getting laid this last episode.
Yeah, so she might have a boyfriend that's like flowing her some bones.
Exactly. Well, it's like when we went to Napa, I had my team go in a couple days before.
And pick out your room.
Pick out my room. They set up, the Cabernet room.
Yes.
We picked the Cabernet room. I had my team set up how I like my room to be.
Yeah.
My aesthetic. And no problems. We walked in. My team was there. Everything was set up.
It smelled right.
It was fantastic.
That's great.
Thank you, Diana, for inspiring me.
Then we put them in the shed. I called her Diane Jenkins. I understand now, everyone. It's Diana.
It's Diana.
Jenkins.
Diana Jenkins.
Amber Heard.
Nouveau riche.
Is set to write a tell-all book.
Can't wait to not read it.
I might read
it. You have to read it. It's your job. I'll just watch her. I'll just record her at a TJ Maxx.
You just showed me something amazing involving TJ Maxx.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an old YouTube series that our girl Countess Luann did 14 years ago.
Yes.
We got to like post this.
Let me post this real quick. And I have to give credit to where it's due.
Yes.
Robert Matthew on Instagram. He DM'd me this morning and I was like, oh my God. This is called The Countess Report. It's on YouTube. Apparently, she goes around doing like correspondent work, you know, the Lord's work.
She said TJ Maxx is my favorite bargain shopping place.
She's at the TJ Maxx in the Hamptons where they caught Amber Heard. So thank you, Robert Matthew, for that gem.
This was the TJ Maxx in Bridgehampton.
Yeah.
And you can find a great, we're getting all the little girls $40 and their mother's $60. And this little girl is called, not her name is, oh my God.
This little girl is called Valerie or whatever
but
her name
is. Here's the thing. It's bad, but also that was 14 years ago.
14 years ago
was
posted.
And our girl is much more comfortable in front of the camera, I think. Speaking of Amber Heard, I want to do a quick correction. Because I was talking on the last episode how she said I have a whole binder of notes that my therapist took about abuse that I said was happening to me with Johnny Depp that was not allowed in court. And I said, well, it was my understanding that if you tell a therapist you're being abused, they have to report it. But according to my Patreon girl, Anastasia Bullock, thank you very much. She said, as a psychologist in New Jersey, and there are times that I work with survivors of domestic violence, just listen to your podcast, and you mentioned the Amber Heard. And she said, I wanted to clarify that this isn't true, and if you did break confidentiality as a provider, it would be illegal. More importantly, it could put your patient in danger.
Ooh.
We're trained to support domestic violence survivors in making decisions about the steps they want to take with the police or local domestic violence services and lawyers, but we can't be the ones to report it ourselves. Okay, so I was wrong. I was thinking maybe it's only with kids, like a school nurse.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway, thank you. Thank you. That's why I have my Patreon peeps to be my co-producers and fix those things. But she says she's going to write a tell-all book. And also the juicy scoop is the video of her making out with Cara. What is her name?
Cara Delevingne.
Yes. Is being shared all over the internet. They're kissing in the elevator of the penthouse that she shared with Johnny Depp while she was still married. This was a big deal, but I felt like hadn't we seen this footage? Is this really the first time we've seen this footage?
I think it might be the first time we've seen this footage, but also it's Cara Delevingne.
Who's not going to want to make out with her? No, is she not hot?
She makes out with everybody.
Oh.
I mean, do you think she's hot?
Peter was like, wait, was she a lesbian before? I'm like, God, have you not paid attention? She was like married before.
Peter!
I mean, my God, she was married to a woman or living with a woman when she first got together with Johnny Depp.
Right.
So, of course. And then this was with Elon Musk. Also, Amber Heard has one of the world's most beautiful faces, according to science, that it's like perfectly like
symmetrical.
Yes. I mean, I do think she's pretty. Okay. But now, Elon Musk, who we still don't have full confirmation if he is the baby daddy or sperm donor to Amber Heard's baby. But he does have 8 kids.
Yeah.
With like 3 different women.
He also looks like Ben Affleck in the microwave. Right? Just
kind of
like a little melty Affleck.
So Elon Musk has twin boys.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them identifies as a girl and was, I think, going with by pronouns they, them. But now that 17-year-old who identifies as a girl has changed her name to Vivian, but also no longer a Musk and wants nothing to do with Elon.
Wow. Well, that'll change, I'm sure. I want nothing to do with you, Dad. Help. Yeah. Help, Dad. This sucks. Help. I mean,
technically.
I love a 17-year-old rebellious phase. I get that. But like when you get to be like 19, 20, you're going to be like, Daddy.
This ex-wife, they did in vitro as well. She's very into the in vitro. And I guess I don't know if he did in vitro with Grimes, but he has 2 kids with Grimes. But anyway, this one, I'm sure the woman, the mom, is quite wealthy if that son really doesn't want to tap into the billions and just wants to tap into the millions that the mom probably got being his ex-wife and mother of his kids. But I mean, the comments were so funny. Like, I'll be adopted.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I want nothing to do with him. It's like, I'm free for a couple hours. I'll be your son.
Yeah. Also, sad divorce news, you guys. This couple was so beautiful. Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall are divorcing after 6 years of marriage. And I said, wasn't he married to somebody else? Because he was featured in that bombshell movie about...
Yes.
The Fox and Roger Ailes and everything, because he was like an owner of that. And
Margot Robbie was in that. Yes. He was nominated for a Golden Globe the same year as Jennifer Lopez and Hustlers.
And his wife in that was featured during that saga was Wendy Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been married 4 times. He's 91.
This is his last.
It's his 4th divorce and most likely his last.
Yeah, probably his last divorce.
Yeah. And then but Jerry Hall is 65, and she was married or with for years, Rolling Stone. What's his name?
Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Wow.
I
don't know.
Jerry
what do
Hall.
You think happened? Why do you think they broke up?
Probably.
They look so happy here.
What do you think happened? He's 91 and getting divorced. She's annoying.
65 and 91. I mean. It's got to be that I think it's that his sons like got in there and was like, she's bad, Dad.
Got in there like into Jerry Hall?
No, got into his ear and was like,
oh,
she's never around. Yeah. And she probably isn't. I remember that happened with Sonia Morgan.
Yeah.
Like her story, she was with a much older guy. She always cries about that she, you know, her marriage ended. But from all the rumors I heard is that she was going to like Saint-Tropez. And
bless you.
And at one time her husband was sick and she left, and her friend who was her age and also divorced then moved on in there.
Yep.
And then he married her. He divorced Sonia and married her. So I think even if your husband is 35 years older than you and you think he's like old and not with it, you better be holding his hand until he dies. That's what Erica Jane used to say. I thought I was going to hold that man's hand until he died. Unfortunately, he lived. Fortunately, he's lived. He's in a home. No, but I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to do this and you think 65, 91, I mean, well, listen, it was 6 years ago. So 6 years ago, she was 59, gorgeous, 6 feet tall model, still ready to have some fun.
God.
And he was 86 or 85. And she probably was like, you know what? We could still go to dinner and have conversations. I don't need to bone anybody or hop on for 1 second or whatever.
Oh, God.
And, but then I think it just got to be probably, he was probably like, no, you can't go anywhere. No, but we have the yacht. Like, I just want to take my girlfriends out on the yacht. And at 91, he doesn't want to get on a boat. He doesn't want to do anything. And then he was like, you know what? You haven't been around. You went on a 2-week trip with your friends. You're having fun. I don't even think that she's cheating. I think that she's just like, I want to go have some fun. I don't want to be in this dark room watching Casablanca like all the Playmates had to do with, you know, Hugh Hefner. So that's what I think happened.
And what's in the attic? Bats or owls? What is it? Do you remember the show?
Is Staircase done yet?
Staircase is done.
Okay, I must have two episodes left, so
it's really exhausting. But I got
a little tired.
Do you remember the show with Jerry Hall, the reality show she had?
She had a reality show?
Yes, it was called Kept. And she was looking for a kept young man. It was like when cougars were a thing, like when Ashton and Demi were dating.
So she was no longer with Rolling Stone guy.
She broke up with him.
And
I want to say it was a VH1 reality show called
Kept. Oh my God, amazing.
And it was her and all these like young suitors. And they'd be like, I'm here to win Jerry Hall's love. And like, I don't know who won.
Well, then that's very telling. If she was looking for a young dude and then a few years later jumps on this old sack of bones.
Do you remember when she was the spokesperson for Old Maybe?
What if? Yes, I do remember that.
She was like, oh, it's my Old Navy tech vest.
Yes.
Ugh.
What if, like, those sons are like, hey, Dad, we just realized that she had a reality show.
The past comes back to haunt her.
Yeah, you got to be careful, girls. Well, Todd Chrisley and Julie Chrisley, we don't know what's going to happen. They have been convicted. They still have their podcast.
Good.
Confessions.
And he's still gay.
We don't know that.
Oh, allegedly.
That was a jealous person. And he said, thank you for all your support. We love you, but we can't talk about this.
She's looking
at him. As if anyone else is listening to this podcast to hear, like, apple pie recipes.
I mean, my God. She's looking at him like Toni Collette looked at Colin Firth in that picture.
Yeah, like.
She's like, I checked your email. Escorts? Yeah. Really?
I know. Maybe she should watch The Staircase and be like, at least that didn't happen to me.
She should push him down the staircase.
Yeah.
Let's have a role reversal. Knows best, bitch.
Jussie Smollett.
Oh, he's back?
I'm not a piece of shit.
Mm.
And he insists that he did not lie, prey on LGBTQ fears. He just says, you know, he was on Sway's Sirius XM show, and he said, he got screwed in court.
Okay, we get it.
And that, he's just saying he did not do it. He's just trying to, he says, I'm not that motherfucker.
Oh.
I mean, he's just going to double down forever, but I mean, it's over. But at least he can be guests on podcasts.
Well, and he can also write his tell-all book. I mean.
With what? The only thing he could do is to write a tell-all and say why he created that story and then tell everything. That's what he should do. He should be like, I am going to come clean. He should not be doubling down now.
No.
But he shouldn't also come clean on some Sirius XM show. He should save that.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be an interview. It should be a full-blown story and somehow create some sympathy with your life leading up to it. And then how you created the lie, then the lie got too deep. Then you were like, you thought it would get you some press, but you didn't think it would blow up that much. So then you were like, and then the freak out of when they started to suspect you.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so juicy.
That would be
and
a juicy,
juicy tidbit.
And then
that could be sold
tidbit.
Into a movie and you could EP it. And
not
like,
without my hate crime or something like along those lines.
Yes.
However, I will say
Subway sandwich at 2 a.m.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No. I did get triggered from this picture because
the bucket hat.
Yeah. I had this hat.
You did? When?
I had this hat my senior year in high school. And
it's like a green fisherman bucket hat.
Yes, that was the style back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I went to a frat party.
And what happened?
And this guy ripped it off my head and my hat was gone. And I was like, no, my hat. And then they threw it in the oven, caught it on fire, and then took it out in the middle of the street and then pissed on it to tame the flames, and then threw it back at me. So I had a pea-soaked, burnt bucket hat. And
wait, was this because they were harassing you because they liked you because you're in your frat, or they're harassing you because they didn't like
they
you?
They didn't like my hat, and I was a expletive gay word. Yeah.
They knew that you were gay because of the hat? Or
well, I mean, if you saw pictures of just this tall, elegant twink with just cheekbones and hair, I love girls, he said.
Wow.
And they threw the they burned it, peed on it, and then threw it back at me. And to this day, I think it was Jussie Smollett. Mm-hmm. Sticking by it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's juicy.
Yeah.
And so then he got a new version of
it. No, I gave up on the bucket
hats. Maybe he saw that you in that hat, and that's when he realized he was gay. Oh. And then he's been copying your look ever since.
That son of a bitch.
Well, good luck to that. Oh. Here's a fun look. This is Nordstrom.
Here's a fun look.
You guys, Nordstrom's. And yes, I add an S at the end of Nordstrom.
Yeah, Nordstrom's.
Shut up. Anyway, this looks like if you're going as like a tarantula. There's extra puffs. It's really big sleeves. It's a puffy jacket that then has like chains at the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
That you guys check out my YouTube. Okay, go to YouTube. You type in Heather McDonald. You subscribe. Listen, that you're going to see these photos because it is just. It's one of the worst things I've seen.
I think it's pretty horrifying. It's giving you showgirl, hustler, trapped in a bounce house.
Can you just look up how much this is?
It has to be. Let's guess.
Okay.
How much do you think
I'm
going to
guess
$1,150. Yeah. I'm going to go higher.
So
I'm going to say.
Juicy Scoop, Price is Right.
Yeah, Juicy Scoop, Price is Right. I'm going to say $3,000.
Okay. The thing is, like, even if you bought it, how many times can you wear it out? Like, it's pretty memorable.
Like, you can't wear this in Chicago in winter. You have to, you're like,
Well, I mean, that's what it's for. It's got to be, like, really warm weather. I mean,
yeah.
1,170.
Wow.
I literally, it's 1,170. I literally got it because you have to be under it, and I did 1,150. You guys? Thank you, Mom and Dad, who never
really
sent
good.
Me to camp. And I watched Price is Right every morning at 9 a.m. on CBS for numerous summers.
That's terrifying. Oh, I saw this.
This is a TikTok that went viral that New York Post wrote about. We just found out we're siblings, but we're still dating. These two girls who are lesbians together.
Lesbians together.
I mean, they're lesbians and they are enjoying each other's vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of
because it looks familiar.
Yes. And they realized that their moms both dated the same man at the same time, and neither of them know who their dads are, I guess. And so they're like, what should we do? I think this is a TikTok fucking weird prank.
You think so?
Yeah. Because then everyone's like, what should we do? Take the 23andMe or not? And they're like, well, you guys do look alike. And they have an OnlyFans where they les out together.
Hot.
So are they lesing out sisters? And then I was like, and then people were
no,
talking
No, I'm
about,
sorry. I didn't mean like hot. I was getting like Tattoo vibes. Do you remember Tattoo? All the things she says, all the things.
Who's Tattoo? The
they were those like little like girls that dress up like schoolgirls and they were like lesy for each other.
Oh, I thought you meant the little Latino guy from Fantasy Island.
No. Oh. No, that's a different Tattoo.
The plane.
No, Tattoo was like this like early 2000s girl group. There were two girls. One was red-haired, one was brunette, and they like
worked
together, and they were like make out and stuff.
But
and
then they, what? They weren't really lesbians, or they were?
That was the thing. They were like, are they? But then they were like, no, we just love each other. So, but they had that song that, all the things she says, all the things she says.
Oh, I like that song.
Running through my head. Yeah.
Running through my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are they today?
Exactly.
Well, listen, here's the thing. The reason why people thought it was wrong to be with your cousin.
Sure.
Is because they thought if you procreated, that kid might be genetically off.
A mutant.
Well, I mean, they're not going to get pregnant from each other.
Yeah.
So, lick away. I mean, who cares?
You can't just say lick away.
But I mean, who cares?
I know, who cares?
Like, who? Like, even if this is a true thing, which I kind of don't think it is, like, if they found out they were sisters, I mean... I know that there's gay porn where there's gay identical twins that make so much money because they get
who
off on each
do
other.
It.
And again, I think that's wrong, but in a way, maybe it's not. Like, who cares?
Who are we?
Who are we to
I
judge?
I mean, if they're not procreating, I wish there. I wish there were straight people that didn't procreate.
Exactly, but I'm saying I think that's where like the laws came into play. I mean, and still back in the day, people would still. I think the law still was like, oh, you could with your second cousin, like get married. But I think that kind of was the thing. And obviously, back in a long time ago, a lot of people had to like get with their sibling. So because they like there was the only people around.
Oh, right. Ooh.
Did you ever? I know you probably never saw this movie, but Brooke Shields was in this movie called Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon, yeah.
Anyway, she was 14. It was one of the many child porn things that her mother put her in, along with Pretty Baby and with the nude photos that she took for
Calvin Klein.
No, she did a nude photo shoot when she was 10, completely nude in a bathtub.
Oh God.
That her mom got her the job for a magazine. That was owned by Playboy, and it was their sister magazine that was supposed to be, like, more artistic, but it was 10-year-old girls. She was 10-year-old. So after that, then she did Pretty Baby, which she was, like, 12 in.
Where she was, like, a prostitute?
Where she was a prostitute in the 1920s and, like, married a 35-year-old. Mm. And then...
Like Jerry Hall.
Yes. And then she did this thing, which was... I remember going to see the movie and being... And, like, she and her... Like it was that they were like shipwrecked, and she and her, I thought it was her brother, were
was
like,
it not her brother?
I thought it was her brother
in the movie,
and they're like shipwrecked as little kids, and then they grow up, and by like 14, they're fucking,
yeah.
And she just, you know, had like her hair cover her boobs, and they had a little baby. And I remember thinking, wait a minute, like, does that mean the baby's gonna be? I guess not all babies are fucked. I mean, people unfortunately sometimes are. You know, victims of incest, and sometimes they have their dad's baby.
Ugh.
And that baby grows up to be okay.
Look at the royal family.
Anyway, I don't know if this is true. Right, exactly.
I'm the Duke of Huntington.
But I'm saying back in a long time ago when, like, there wasn't enough people in your town, you would sometimes maybe marry your cousin or something.
We got to keep the bloodline pure. God. Gross.
Anyway, do you think this is real?
You're asking, is this real, these two siblings?
I think they thought of it, and I think
it's
genius.
Or is this a parent trap?
Yes.
Yeah, let them lick. Lick away. Go, girls.
I think it's a really, like, genius thing to do on TikTok. I just saw this other TikTok where this girl says, because I've joked about, I know there'll be a day where someone sues their parent. For, like, having me, like, it was not my consent.
Oh, right,
and therefore,
right.
You have to take care of me. And it's happened in India. And so this young girl, who's probably a juicy scooper, did a TikTok saying, and she does it really seriously. She's like, a lot of people are asking me about when I sued my parents. I did win my case. And I'm like, wait a minute. How have I not heard of this case? Because someone sent me the TikTok. So then I started reading all the comments, and they're like, it's a joke, it's a lie, it's whatever. But she's, like, doubling down because she's getting so many views. And she's like, no, they owe me for the rest of my life because they had me without my consent.
Oh, wow.
And then she takes some of the comments, but they're like, why don't you undo yourself, like, kill your, whatever.
Oh,
and then,
no.
But it's, she made up the lie.
I know, and what are but we anyway, supposed to do? Like, so, talk into our balls? Are you supposed to, like, be a ball whisperer before you, like, hook up with some guy? You're like... Do you want to be born, baby?
Right, but I'm saying the TikTok, the point is, of course, that's why I've said it was a ridiculous thing, but I thought it might happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this girl just, like, I think some people are going to start be doing, like, TikToks and tell outrageous stories that are just made up.
Yeah.
And then the people fight with each other, is this real, is this not? In the end, you still get a million views, so... You're a winner.
See, I think your TikTok is very different from my TikTok. My TikTok's just like slutty tattooed lumberjacks like splitting open wood with their bare hands. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this.
Apparently you did.
I know.
They know what's in your head.
I guess.
And they know what's in my head.
I know. It's very strange.
Yes. Yeah. That, you know what, that's how you guys should really know who you're hanging out with. Just go, let's switch each other's TikTok.
We should.
Let's watch for you page
mm-hmm.
for like 20 minutes.
Change the algorithm.
And then just see, wow, Justin. You like wood chopping.
My lungs, yeah, it's like
and
wood.
And then you'd be like, Heather, why do you have so many things about narcissists and women
murders.
And women that are like sad.
And missing. Mine's like some dude licking his lips going and like swinging his junk and his gray sweatpants. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this. And then every now and then I'll get like a baking recipe. And I'm like, what is this? And people are like, you have to post 3 videos a day. And I'm like, I don't want to. I'm exhausted. I'm going to follow these Les sisters, though.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Speaking of which, Perry Adair O'Connor Siegel. Hi, thank you. From Juicy Scoop Obsessed. Mm. She sent this to me, and I just thought it was interesting. She said, seeing the post about Paul Walker, now a lot of things have been, people are always like, you know, Paul Walker.
From
had
Fast and Furious?
Yes, rest in peace. But he did have a girlfriend that was 16.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That he was 32, and like they kind of try to fuzz over that, and that her parents had to give consent, whatever. Reminded me of a story I read recently about Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith.
Looks like Kristen Stewart.
She moved in with him when she was 14 and he was around 22. They married after she turned 18. He went on to star in Miami Vice. It seems like, listen, and they had, you know,
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. But I remember this and I remember being like, wait a minute. And it was like, she met him and like, I don't know, but
a
she
playground? Really,
like
what?
Like I got to look more into it, but it is true.
14. Where were her parents?
I don't know. I just think people were different. Like, I think they were like, you're a rebellious little brat. Fine, go.
My grandparents got married when they were 14. Something like that.
They were also, they brother like, and sister?
No, but I mean, it was Mississippi, so who knows? No, but they like, yeah, it was weird. Like, I remember them getting married. They got married really, really young. And then they like went and did dance competitions around the South, like, you know, like 1950s. And then my granddad worked for Elvis. And like they ended up getting married. My grandmother went to high school with Elvis.
Well, speaking of Elvis, Elvis met his Priscilla Presley at 14.
Yeah.
And people wonder if the movie Elvis will really feature the fact that she was 14 and he met her when he came home from the Army, or he met her before he went to the Army. He met before he went to the Army and then got married to her. And I always remember being like, what? She was 14? Did the parents allowed it? It's like,
Jerry Lee Lewis, his cousin, you know?
It was a double whammy. Yeah. She was 14 and his cousin. Wow.
Great balls of fire.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Really quick, we're going to end on this. Khloe Kardashian is supposedly dating a private equity investor that Kim introduced her to. We've been praying for this.
Have we?
The world, that she would just date someone that is not a basketball player.
Sure.
And so who knows? But that's kind of exciting for her. Justin, tell everybody where they can find you. What's going on?
Oh, find me, please, at Justin Martindale on Instagram, Just Martindale on Twitter. Listen to my podcast, Just Sayin'. With Justin Martindale on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast fix. And that's it. I'm still brain dead a little from Napa.
I know. Love you. Love the lemons.
Bye.
Thanks so much.